RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, Chesty Nick is back.
Hey, you got to love the coach, man.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Did you happen to see the video that accompanied that? Hugh, A.J. Brown is walking next to him. And I don't know how to describe A.J.'s face, but it's like, oh, boy, here he goes. Here he goes again.
You know he don't know how to act.
He's about to pop off again.
You know he'll not act.
Yeah, we haven't. Well, and I think yesterday he was a little extra too because he was back home, right? He's in Western New York, not that far from where he grew up.
Oh yeah, that's his neck.
Yeah, so I'm sure he had friends and family in the stands. And
he was real chesty.
Yes, he was, and his team won. And Nick Sirianni's got a team now that has 11 wins again. We shall see if they go for number 12. We'll talk about that as the day and the week goes on. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to everyone's phone calls. We'll have the Merrill montage for you coming up in a little bit, and we'll let you hear what Saquon Barkley had to say about the offense after the game and how he's feeling. Did yesterday change the way you feel about this team's chance to win the Super Bowl? It didn't for me. I still think they have a real chance, but I don't feel any stronger after yesterday. I knew their defense was excellent. I know the offense has spurts where they just literally can't get first downs. That's what they've been in most games this year when they've played other good teams. Positive Kevin is up in Cranford. What's up, Positive Kevin?
The Eagles are not going to Super Bowl. Better yet, in fact, they're going to be one and done. After watching yesterday's game again, just literally seconds ago, Tyler Steen needs to retire, affected immediately. He's playing so bad. He's like a turnstile. Dallas Goedert, the fullback, is not working.
They had him in the fullback a couple times.
Caught the most catches from a tight end in a long time.
Yeah, but he means as a fullback.
No, I'm just saying.
As a fullback, he's just not working. If the guy cannot block as a tight end, he cannot block as a fullback. He's just getting steamrolled and it's just causing Saquon to be tackled in the backfield. The play design, the play calling yesterday in the second half was just as bad as James Seltzer trying to go through a table. It was just awful yesterday in the second half. There's no play design. I watched the Sunday night game. I mean, you watch Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan just doing unique play design, and we just can't get that out of our coaches. And it's just so frustrating because we're wasting another year of a great defensive play, and it's just going down the drain because the Eagles are not going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to be one and done.
Well, so Kevin, when you talk about the play design in the second half, it was poor. I mean, I'm with you on that. I don't understand why Goddard's in the backfield as a fullback ever. That seemingly doesn't make any sense. And I almost felt like they were just trying to get out of there, winning the game with just 13 points, and they did it. I mean, credit to them. But it's hard. Again, that was the Cowboys game. It was the Broncos game. They did the same thing in those games. We have a lead. Let's just get the hell out of here. And those two games they lost, yesterday they won, but it's a very dangerous way to play football.
The last possession, the fifth possession, the last possession of the game, they went run, and then another run after that. That first run play was negative, and then they try to pass the ball. I mean, it's just so bad. They were playing they're playing scared in the second half, and I think Jalen said it the best in his press conference. They're in the second half, they didn't come out aggressive. They need to continue to be aggressive. I don't know. They play scared at a point that they're scared of Jalen throwing the ball. I don't know what it is. It's just so freaking frustrating because they could win the Super Bowl if the goddamn offense would just get it together. The damn coaches could just get it together. They got weapons all over the damn field, and they can't freaking put it together, man. It's just so freaking frustrating.
Yeah,
I hear you. The freaking defense is playing well, and the freaking offense can't put the damn thing together.
Kevin, appreciate you, buddy. Happy holidays.
I wonder why Kevin's so mad. We just had
Christmas. Well, he's positive Kevin. That's his name.
But I'm just saying, we just had Christmas. We got these gifts.
Yeah.
And we got a win yesterday, and he out here potty mouthing on a Monday.
Are you new here?
I mean, but I ain't been working a while, so I'm.
You forget what happened? Did you forget?
Yeah.
The Eagles didn't complete a pass the second half. You expect people to say, "Ah, cool."
They won. They won.
Are you going to do that today for 4 hours?
I mean, listen.
Okay.
I'm the one
that's
that told
the 2025 Eagles.
I know it is.
What did I tell you the score was going to be yesterday? 21-20 or something to that effect?
Yeah, something like that.
So was I wrong? I mean, they didn't get 21 points.
Yeah, it was not 21-20.
But it was still won by 1 point. So my point is this.
But every game is like that.
But listen.
You're not Nostradamus over there. They win every game by 3.
Listen, let me tell y'all something, man. And let me help y'all out today. Y'all got to quit with these lofty expectations from this offense.
That's fine.
I don't think anyone has lofty expectations from the offense.
Somebody going to call and be like, what Tyler calls in every now and then, talking about 38.
Well, no, but when they play
Tyler
bad teams.
Tyler just screams at the top of his lungs.
But there's a difference. When they play bad teams, they could put up 28 or 31. They just did this 2 weeks in a row. When they play the good teams, we have literally halves where they don't score. All right, let's hear from Saquon Barkley yesterday, who I think is trying to think positively of, hey, we got the defense going, and you know, if we start get going on this side, watch out. Here's Saquon.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, right? And obviously we know we got to get better and we have to improve. But like kind of how you just said, we know we're not playing at a consistent level, and a lot of great things have been happening. Back-to-back NFC East division champs. Came to Buffalo, beat a really good team. And, that's why I like, obviously you get frustrated is not the word. We're competitors and we want to improve and get better. But when you have that mindset, you're like, dang, it can kind of get scary once we figure it out. And that's the goal. And that's what we got to do. We got to come to work and keep grinding and keep getting better. And it's going to take all of us to do it. And we know that.
Hugh, your reaction, it could get scary if we figure it out.
Ooh, y'all ain't going to figure it out, dog. Let it go. It's a wrap. Like, listen. We all sit around here as Eagles fans and former Eagles. It was funny, right? I was watching my man Jason Avant on television.
He'll be with us today at 12, by the way.
And they asked him on TV. It was something to the effect that, hey, think this team can win the Super Bowl? And it was almost, his look was like, whoa, whoa, slow down, player.
But that is the goal.
No, but he was like, he said something. He said he don't know about that, but the way the offense is playing, you know. Anything can happen, but when he said Super Bowl, I think they can. Who thought, all jokes aside, who thought Josh Allen, they would make Josh Allen look mortal like they did yesterday?
It's a great word. They made him look normal, yeah, like a regular quarterback. They did. It's incredible. This defense is incredible.
Look mortal.
What?
No, because I was about to say something. I don't feel like
this. Is this more impressive this year's defense than what Fangio's done than last year's?
Well, it's impressive because
I think it is.
It is. To me, it's impressive because you see the mistakes that are being made and they're still playing well. You know, like the edge rushers are not setting edge well, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, as a guy that plays.
Wow, they're still stopping the run. James Cook didn't do anything yesterday.
Yeah, but it's more because they're fast. They got some speed out there on that field. And those two tackles, man, they're hard to get around. You know, but it's a lot of times where, and it's mostly I'm talking about, Jalen Phillips. It's a lot of times where it looks like, you know, he's not setting the edge the way that he should. And, you know, he's getting hooked a lot.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. But with all that being said, They're still putting that thigh out on teams, and they're playing physical. Extremely physical.
If you had told me in the offseason, right, they lost Josh Sweat, they lost Slay, they lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, lost Milton Williams. If you had told me that the Eagles would still be third in the NFL in points per game allowed this year, I would have said, come on, guys. Look at the schedule. Look at the quarterbacks they're going to face. There's no way. Like, I would have said, maybe still top 10, right? Like, Fangio's good, but not number three. They're number three in the NFL in points per game allowed.
That's why it's more impressive to me is the quarterbacks that they're facing this season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Allen, Mahomes, it's Stafford, it's Dak Prescott, it's
Goff, Love.
I mean, man.
I know.
they've had to go through it with the competition that they played. And they might not be number one, but number three against that is way more impressive.
Yeah, I think it's only like 1 point something more points per game this year than last year. And last year we thought it was the best defense we ever saw. I mean, it's not quite that, but it's amazing how good they are in
well,
defense.
Not Art.
Man,
get the hell out of here.
Art didn't believe. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phone lines, can we hear how it sounded yesterday? The best of the best, the montage, as heard right here on WIP.
We have a dramatic matchup between the 10-5 Eagles and the 11-4 Buffalo Bills. Allen to the line of scrimmage. He rolls. He's being chased. He is looking. He is hit. The football is loose. It's loose. It's bouncing across the 50, and it is recovered by the Bills. It's Campbell. Jahan Campbell on the ball. Hurts rolls. Hurts is going deep. He wants A.J. Brown. He's got it inside the 15. Down at the 12. Hurts fakes. Rolls. Throws. Touchdown! He's got Goddard for his 11th touchdown of the season. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good! Jake Elliott with a 28-yard chip shot. Spotted kick up, and it is good. There is the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 13. The Bills, nothing. It is fourth down and goal. Can the Eagles stop them right here? Josh Allen comes back. He's looking. He's pumping. He's starting to run. He's faking, and he is hit, and he is short. They've stopped them short of the goal line. They've stopped them, and the Eagles will take over on downs. Allen, he takes his drop. He's looking. He's still looking. He backs up. He starts to run, and he's running and turning and twisting and being surrounded, and finally he's sacked all the way back.
Superman.
He's sacked by Jalen Hunt, and that should take them out of field goal range.
Absolutely.
Under center again, Allen. This time, they push and they shove and touchdown Bills. They have finally scored.
Josh Allen.
Yep, one of the quarterback keeper. Josh Allen just kept them right off left tackle and went into the end zone for the extra point. Spotted, kicked up and blocked. They blocked it. That is a big point. The Eagles blocked the extra point. Instead of 13-7, it's 13-6. Here we go. They line up. Allen under center. He sneaks. He pushes, and he is in.
He's in.
Now, are they going for two, or are they going to go for the extra point? They're going for it.
They're not bringing out.
They're not bringing out Badgley. They are going for it. Allen puts a man in motion. Allen looks. He's back. He's firing, and it is incomplete. The Eagles win. The Eagles win. The final score. Take a deep breath. The Eagles 13. The Bills 12.
Take a deep breath, yeah. We had to after that one.
And a win is a win.
What was going through your mind when they went for two? Because he missed him. I mean, Allen missed the guy in the back of the end zone. It felt like there was some pressure, Hugh, from one of the defensive tackles, and Allen kind of moved off his spot, but he should have hit him. He was open in the back of the end zone.
He started out, like I said, I was watching the game a little bit. He started out a little rocky. They were throwing the ball a little bit when the game first started, and he was...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He was throwing some incomplete passes, so he was off all day. It's kind of funny because when you talk about how good that running game has been, you would feel like, especially in the weather being like what it was, you'd have probably leaned on the running game.
They couldn't do it. I mean, the Eagles' defense stopped the run. I think they had – the Bills yesterday had – yesterday they ran in total 3.6 yards a carry. So, I mean, it wasn't horrendous, but it they struggled to run the football. And they
– yeah, but that's the weird thing to me, though, Joe, because, like, you have to run the football.
Well, they ran it 33 times. They did.
Yeah, but you – but – and you have to run – to me, you should run it a little bit more. Because that was your ultimate equalizer. I feel like during the course of that game, when you saw your quarterback wasn't really kind of on, mm-hmm. that you have to kind of, you know, pull the game back in and kind of rely on it. But I guess Sean must have felt like the game was starting to get away from him.
Well, yeah, they were down 13-0 at the half. I just thought there were so many big moments the Eagles' defense set up, especially the one where Bond stopped Allen from getting in the end zone on the fourth down. I mean, it just felt like this whole second half, the Bills had the ball in Eagles' territory. And for the Eagles' defense to get out of there, we're only allowing 12 points. Remarkable. I mean, it's just that this defense is special. Chuck in Mount Airy is up. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What up, man?
Chuck, what up? What's up?
Hey, listen, man, I like to say this real quick, right? I always pride myself on being from this area, you know, being from Philadelphia, born and raised, loving these teams, playing, you know, being a fan of these teams. But I got to say this, man, this is a dumbass fan base, man, if I ever heard one. I'm serious, man.
Wait,
I mean,
you just going to throw the whole fan base.
It's crushing everyone.
I'm serious. I mean,
Chuck said it, not us.
A day like this, the uplift Jalen Hurts, it's a smack in the face of everybody else, man. Like, I mean, this ain't the day for that, man. Maybe you'll have another day, but today ain't the day, man. The dude ain't complete a pass in the second half. He's doing stuff that's utterly all-world terrible. I've never seen the stuff that he's done this year by any quarterback, man. To not be able to complete a pass in the second half, you know how hard that is to do? You know, so, I don't want to hear the Jalen Love today, man. This ain't the day for it, man. It really ain't, man. They are winning in spite of him. But I just want to say this about the defense real quick, if you allow me. Mm-hmm. The defense is so great that they hide the deficiencies in of the team. You know, they're great deodorant, man. And that's why I think this job this year is greater, you know, than the job that Vic Fangio did last year. Even though they won the Super Bowl, to me, they have better defense. But I think the job this year is better because they are hiding the deficiencies of a Dory Jackson starting at your second cornerback position and not even missing a beat. You know, Jalen Hurts, who stinks right now. Tyler Steen, you know, my lot of down year. You know, Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson, the injuries. You know, these guys are hiding that. They're 11-5, and I don't even know how. You know, I'm puzzled by that. As a Eagles fan, how is this team 11-5 when you got an offense that can't even, you know, get a first down in the second half in the year 2025?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I'm puzzled.
Yeah, and Chuck, good phone call. Listen, I don't think the whole fan base is crazy or off the rocker, as Chuck said there. Here's what I think. I think it's a very vocal group that just want to uplift Jalen for no reason when it doesn't have to happen. Like, there are moments where Jalen Hurts plays his butt off, and let's give him his flowers. And right, he had a perfect passer rating against the Vikings, and he was probably the biggest reason they won that game. The Super Bowl last year, like, we could pick out the moments where Jalen is legitimately great, and we talk about it. Yesterday, let's be real, the defense won the game. And as far as how they're doing it, and the more impressive part this year, last year, I mean, last year, Hugh, the offense ran the ball so well. They dominated time of possession. The defense was able to rest and not be on the field all day. This feels like the opposite this year. This Eagles defense had to be on the field the entire second half.
They've been playing stout, man. And for them, if they would have probably been a little bit more rested, they probably wouldn't have gave up any points. You know, when you talk about the number of times they were out on the field in the second half.
And short fields for Buffalo because the punt went to like the 50.
Yeah, but for them to be in that situation and not complain, that's the bigger thing, man, to me. I mean, because, you know, being in a situation like that, knowing that all the money is allocated to one side of the ball.
For now.
Yeah, and you got cats over there trying to get paid.
For now, yeah. That's not going to be the case for long.
See, here's the reality of, and I'm getting ahead of myself, and I'm not trying to trigger anybody this morning.
Well, here we go.
But
what are you doing?
It's going to be this. Something has to give.
Of course.
At the end of the year. Because you can't have the Mustang outperforming the Lamborghini.
Well, you know what's going to make it give? Time, because Carter Smith and Davis are up for contracts. And then a year from now, DeGene and Mitchell up for contracts. Yeah. So, and N'Kobe this year. So, like, of course it's going to have to change soon.
I don't know what's going to happen with N'Kobe. That's not – I don't feel good about that.
I think he's not going to be here. I mean, yeah, Jahad playing well yesterday, I think, just kind of helped. To that.
And the fact that N'Kobe has been hurt quite a bit. That's going to be tough, man. I hate to see that happen, though. That's just me recklessly speculating. But I don't think he's going to be here.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see where it goes. I mean, it's a good problem to have, right? Howie's drafted all these really good defensive players or found them in the case of Zach Bond. That's a really good problem to have. And this defense is why they do have a chance to go win the Super Bowl. Now, I think their chances are better than they were before yesterday. No, it's the same. I mean, the offense plays for halves at a time. The defense carries them. And they're going to have to win a lot of 23-20 games. I mean, they're going to have to – can they do it four straight times?
I saw some good things from Jalen yesterday, though. What? I mean, he's still getting the ball out of his hands pretty quick. And he threw one, it was a dart between two defenders in the first half. Audie's in the first half.
You know what my favorite part of Jalen was yesterday?
He threw that out.
I thought he was really good at avoiding sacks. He got away a lot. Now a lot of those became throwaways, which is, okay, that's not great. But they weren't negative plays. I thought he got away from like five or six sacks.
Especially if you look at the 20-yard sack that Josh Allen took. Yeah. It was a horrendous sack.
If that's where yesterday Jalen was better than Allen. Now, Allen's got a foot injury, and then he hurt his ankle. Is that part of it? Probably. Is Vic Fangio's defense a big part of it? Sure. Yesterday, if there was one area where Jalen was better than Allen, it was avoiding sacks. What, Allen take five sacks and had the fumble?
Five in a thing.
Did Jalen take a sack? I don't think he did. I don't think we got a sack yesterday. So he was good at yesterday. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
First of all, Dream Team, welcome back, baby.
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. Listen, man, what I saw was a great team effort, man. The offense started
one
it,
sack.
And the defense finished it. I mean, listen, man, it was an ugly win, but like I said, man, the play calling got to get better. I mean, like, let's be straight up with it, man. Like, it was a good win. We pulled it out. We toughed it out, and, you know, I'm happy for the win, but we got to be better, and we was better yesterday because the defense was better. But I just want to say, man, listen, man, I just want this team to continue to grow, man. Like, we got to get better as far as the play calling. But one thing I want to say, the first score of the game was out of what formation?
The first score of the game, our touchdown, are you talking about?
Yes.
What formation? Was it the I formation?
Yes.
Of course it was.
It was out the I formation. But, you know, like, it was just like, you know, I'm just glad that they starting to do different things, man. Things that work, you know. But like I said, man, we got to get better. We're going to get better. We're going to win the Super Bowl, man. Only thing that I really got out of this game was we played as a team, man, and we didn't let anybody control our destiny, man. And that's what I love, and we got to keep fighting, and we're going to win the Super Bowl, baby.
I love it, Will. Will, appreciate the phone call, 215-592-9495. Did Will have an entourage back there cheering him on? I felt like,
he was deep.
He had a crowd. I mean, is that the next element? Our callers have, like, their own, like,
entourage?
You know, people cheering them on?
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, when you do it to callers, you tell people to get me. Like, get me.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, you love doing that.
Yep. No, I just thought it was funny because, you know, it was unsolicited violence. Like, you didn't do nothing, but he just came in.
I think I came in talking about how great the defense was, Allen Hurts thing. I mean, guys, there's got to be a better day to do the Jalen Hurts was great day.
No, today's as good a day as any.
48% completion, zero completions in the second half. Today's the day? It doesn't matter.
Today's a good day, Lenny.
They scored 13 points. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. All right, coming up, Merrill's going to join us 11:30. Talk about the win. All your phone calls coming up. We will have Jason Avant in the 12 o'clock hour live in studio to talk about the offense, what went wrong, how great this defense is, and what Jason would do in terms of the starters for this coming Sunday as the Eagles still have a shot at the 2 seed with the Bears losing last night. We'll get to all that. But when we come back, we got to address something that happened before the game. Not a great look by one of our colleagues. That is next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.